Reading Psalm 23 from the Old Testament. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Reading from the New Testament, John chapter 10, verse 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the steep fold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The only one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens this gate for him, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I hesitate to say this. I'm hoping this sounds lucid because I was on medication this week. A shepherd was tending his flock in a remote pasture when suddenly a shiny red BMW appears. And the driver is a young man dressed in an Armani suit, Ferragamo shoes, polarized sunglasses, and he sticks his head out the window and he asks the shepherd, "Hey, if I can tell you how many sheep you have in your flock, will you give me one?" And the shepherd looks at him and agrees. So the driver connects his laptop to GPS and starts a remote body heat scan of the area. And during the process, he sends some emails, and after he gets the answers, he prints a 100-page report on the portable printer in the glove compartment and proudly announces to the shepherd, "You have exactly 1,478 sheep." To which the shepherd answers, "Impressive. You may choose one sheep out of the flock." So he observes the man pick up the animal and load it into the back. I can tell you exactly what your business is. Will you give me back my animal? "You're on," the young man says. "You're a consultant," says the shepherd promptly. "Well, you're right. How could you possibly guess that?" asks the man, visibly impressed. "It wasn't a guess," the shepherd replied. "You drive into my field uninvited. You want me to pay you for a piece of information I already know. You answer questions I haven't asked. And you know nothing about my business. Now give me back my dog." Some people have very distinctive voices. Very easy to recognize. For instance, the late, great James Earl Jones became a part of pop culture, readily identified as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars. Or maybe you best remember him as Mufasa in The Lion King. or the voice that announces, "This is CNN." A lesser-known role was that of Maggie Simpson in The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. His voice definitely gets the audience's attention. So what voices stand out to you? Just think about it for a while. In your personal life, I can recall my mother's voice and some of the wisdom that she shared, like close the door, we're not air conditioning the outside, or if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way. I remember my husband's professional radio announcer baritone. All the talks that I had with my grandmother while stringing green beans or snapping peas on her front porch. What I wouldn't give to hear their voices one more time. Well, many voices call out to us in our very noisy world. Some are telling us to be afraid, very afraid. Others invite us to follow their programs, buy their products, support their candidates. Other voices give us strength and peace. So whose voice are you hearing? One of the most delightful and empathetic movies ever made is Babe, the story of a young pig who is adopted by a border collie and regarded as a pet by the gentle farmer Hoggett, who soon discovers that Babe can herd sheep as well as the best sheepdog. And he has so much confidence in Babe's herding skills that he enters him into a sheep herding competition. Facing the ridicule and the condemnation of the crowds, this is how it plays out, and I have a little video to show you.
Oh, beautifully done. I can't tell you how grateful I am to y'all. Now for one last favor. If the three ladies with collars would kindly walk out of the ring, I'd be very much obliged.
That in all the celebration, in all the hubbub of noise and excitement, there were two figures who stood silent and still, side by side. And though every single human in the stands or in the commentary boxes was at a complete loss for words, the man who in his life had uttered fewer words than any of them knew exactly what to say. That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Did you catch Babe's delightful sigh as the master says, "That'll do, Pig. That'll do." I mean, he is overwhelmed that he has earned such praise from the man who means the most to him. The shepherd has spoken, and the little pig was listening. As I said, many voices call out to us in our noisy world. Whose voice are we listening to? When Jesus speaks to a group of Pharisees and other Jews in the Gospel of John, he talks about them being shepherds. He talks about sheepfolds and sheep. And they know that the scriptures speak frequently of rulers and leaders as shepherds, both bad shepherds and good shepherds. And we do not talk about shepherds very much in America today. But it was a common image in ancient Jerusalem. To the bad leaders of his day, the prophet Ezekiel said, "Woe to you shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep?" And Ezekiel is talking of the rulers of the people, not shepherds of sheep, actual sheep. He criticizes them by saying, "You have not strengthened the weak. You have not bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays. You have not sought the lost. But with force and harshness, you have ruled them." Strengthening the weak, healing the sick, bringing back the strays, and seeking the lost are the responsibilities of shepherd leaders. Because the leaders of Israel will not do this important work, God says through the prophet Ezekiel, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strays, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. I will feed them with justice." Binding up the injured, strengthening the weak, feeding the people with justice. This was the mission of God in the time of Ezekiel and the mission of shepherd leaders today. Jesus speaks of sheep and shepherds when he says, "Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold but by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit." According to Jesus, the people of Israel are a flock of sheep gathered in God's sheepfold or sheep pen. They are safe in the pen unless a bad shepherd, a thief or a bandit, climbs over the fence to make trouble. By contrast, says Jesus, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus is making it clear that the sheep know the voice of the good shepherd, and they follow him when he leads them out. He calls them by name, and they trust him when he calls. When Jesus first talks about shepherds and sheep, the Pharisees and other Jews do not understand. So he makes his words more personal by saying, "Very truly, I eat for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And here Jesus describes himself as the gate for the sheep. He is the passage to abundant life, pictured in Psalm 23 as green pastures, still waters, and right paths. Abundant life is a gift of the risen Christ, celebrated with particular joy during this Easter season. And by contrast, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's abundant death, not life. And to avoid any confusion, Jesus concludes by saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Clearly, Jesus follows God by binding up the injured, strengthening the weak, and feeding people with justice. Jesus also commands us to love one another, to feed his lambs, and to tend his sheep. He even goes so far as to lay down his life for us so that we can enjoy forgiveness and everlasting life. Jesus wants us all to have life and live it abundantly. We live in a world of competing voices, and many of them want to steal or kill or destroy. Some are trying to scare us, while others want to seduce us. Many promise that real happiness will come through bigger televisions, more stylish outfits, a brighter smile, a slimmer waistline, or a dream vacation. And still others want our votes, our loyalty, or a donation to their cause. And on top of this, many of those voices are fake. Using the tools of artificial intelligence, almost anyone can now create fake images and messages that are hard to distinguish from accurate information. The voices are endless, real and fake. The voice of the shepherd. As followers of Christ, we are challenged to hear the shepherd's voice and follow his teachings. Rather than wasting our time on fear, we can love our neighbors, we can pray for those who persecute us, strengthen the weak, and feed the people justice. We can follow the shepherd in our homes, in our schools, our workplaces, and our congregations, and our communities. And as we walk this path, we will gain courage and strength. We will find that the shepherd is leading us to new and abundant life. This challenge is to hear and to follow. The shepherd is always ahead of us, leading us on the right path. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.